Byard Lancaster playing solo alto saxophone. And with me in the studio is Byard Lancaster and cellist and composer David Aegis. And this is Fresh Air on WUHY-FM in Philadelphia, 91 FM on the dial. And we're in the middle of a special 90-minute concert and workshop with Aegis and Lancaster. And in a little while, they'll be playing another series of duets for us. I think a lot of times when you listen to music, there's questions you'd really like the chance to ask the performer or the composer. And what we'd like to do now is give you our telephone number, and if you're in that situation, if you're in that position of really wanting to ask David or Byard some questions, we invite you to do that. Let me give you our phone number. It's 923-2774, and we're at area code 215, and we'll be able to connect you on the air, and you'll be able to speak directly with David and Byard. So the number again is 923-2774, and we are at area code 215. David, what kind of reaction do you get to the music that you and Byard and sometimes Sonny Murray play together now from people who you still know in the classical music world?
Well, what I found, Terry, is that a lot of times people don't have a preconceived notion of what the music is, and when they do hear it, they enjoy it very much. Now, people in the classical music world are always fascinated by the fact that I improvise, and they always wonder what it's like and how it's done and can I do it and that sort of thing. And so I think, I know a lot of classical musicians really want to improvise. And of course, in past times in history, classical musicians did improvise a great deal. I mean, I think that's something that's not generally known. I mean, Bach improvised a great deal, or Beethoven improvised a great deal. And, many of the great composers improvised, and it's only now that what we have is a situation where, in the classical world, we're playing mainly the music of past centuries. But when those composers were coming up, they were not really playing music of past centuries. I mean, they were playing more the music of their contemporaries and their own music. So it was not a situation like it is now, where basically a lot of classical music world is a sort of museum in a sense, and that the contemporary music is very separated from the classical music and separated from the jazz and all that sort of thing.
Byard, when you were first starting to improvise, when you were learning how to play, what were some of those first doors that opened up to you? When you were learning how to improvise?
I worked in the summertime in Atlantic City, and at that time there were many jazz bands all the time, every night, all night, and I was out in the street listening. I saw Coltrane, I saw Miles Davis, King Curtis, Jimmy McGriff, 1,000 bands.
So it was hearing them that opened up the doors?
Yes, it's still the same, I think. No matter how many books you read, there's something called practical knowledge, and after hearing them, then you must jump out there and swim with them. And I had an opportunity here in Philadelphia to play at the club, the Showboat, at 17 and 18 years old with Rahsaan Roland Kirk and Cannonball and Wes Montgomery later, and a number of bands. And then just getting together and playing, and then going to the Berklee School of Music. I had such great classmates as Keith Jarrett and Dave Burrell, Sam Rivers and Tony Williams, and a dozen other great musicians.
We'd like to invite you to call with any questions about the music you've been hearing, the approach to composition or improvisation, any of the practical aspects of being a musician, or if you'd like to share your reaction to it with us. 923-2774 is our phone number. There are several open lines. Why don't we take our first phone call? Hi, this is Fresh Air, and you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Ludine Pope, and I'd like to comment on a very fine performance by Byard and David. I've been listening to the whole performance. The improvisation as well as the collective plan is extremely good, and I'd like to comment and praise the two brothers that are playing. They're playing very good music.
Thank you, Mr. Pope.
Thank you again.
Great. It's like a breath of fresh air.
That's the Pope of Philadelphia.
We enjoy your music as well, so thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask David Aegis or Byard Lancaster, our number is 923-2774. In the group that you're together in now, you sometimes work as a duo and sometimes with drummer Sonny Murray. What's the difference to you whether you have that drum support or not? Do you play differently with or without drums?
Yes, I would think that I both compose and play differently with the drums, and that is, I think the trio is perhaps more jazz and blues oriented than the duo, which is perhaps more on the boundary of classical and jazz idioms, as I said before. And I also, of course, have a a very strong rapport with Sonny as a, and using the cello as a, more even as a rhythm instrument than I do perhaps in the duo, where we're both playing in a more melodic and sometimes even abstract way. So I think the music of the trio is somewhat a different direction.
Is it different for you, Bard?
Oh, yes, especially with the drummer that we got. He's like, that can be the Mack truck or the Maserati, you know. And he's, with his age, he's mellowed out, and we're playing a little funk, a little avant-garde, a little space, a little percussion, rather than just trap drums all the time. And it's definitely a new concept being formed, and this is something to see with this particular trio, because there are a number of trios out. And then the years of experience of playing with Mr. Sonny Murray, I mean, I've been playing with him for 17 years. I've done over 20 albums with him. All of them didn't come out, but we traveled together first. He took me to Europe. So when we have this combination of the cello and the drums and alto, we just came back from upstate New York, and that was quite a trip. And people stood up and applauded. And it was just that little trio, you know. Love it.
Do you find that you listen to music differently or like a different kind of music when you're playing than when you're, say, going to a concert? Because I think music has a different effect on you when you're the one that's playing it than when you're in an audience. Do you like different things in either situation?
Well, I'm not sure I quite understand the question. I mean, I can't listen to music as I'm playing it. Do you mean in the breaks while I'm playing? Is that what you mean?
Well, when you're the listener as opposed to the composer or player, do you seek out the same kind of music that you play, or is it something different that you're looking for?
Oh, well, I listen to a lot of popular music for some reason. I don't know why, but I listen to a lot of blues and also singers. I've been very interested in singers lately, and also I've been composing for a guitar. I'm planning to add an electric guitar to the trio to make it a quartet, and I've so been listening to a lot of rock guitar players to see how the instrument is used, and also the production of rock records, which interests me. So I listen to really a lot of different music, but I really listen to pretty much a different kind of music than the music I play generally, although sometimes I like to go out and hear music that I play too.
What about you, Bar?
I just thank God that I can play music every day, and it has been paying off, you know, to keep us happening. And I hear all kinds of music. I go to all types of churches to listen to music and to the libraries. And right now I have constantly have the tape recorder going as work rhythms to develop songs, because we lay down tracks, track after track. But I think I'm most interested in hearing my fellow musicians in Philadelphia and getting a chance to hear them, because I spend most of the time away from the city. And I know many musicians. I like to go by and hear them and see what they're doing.
Bard Lancaster and David Aegis are with me in the studio. And why don't we take another phone call from one of our listeners? If you'd like to call, our number is 923-2774. Hi, this is Frazier, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I had the pleasure of hearing Bard play in a church setting last Sunday, and it was really a beautiful, soulful experience. And I wanted to know if the two instrumentalists ever give a sacred concert, or could they be persuaded to do so?
Wow, that's...
I don't see why not.
David loves Duke Ellington, so I'm sure that he would want to follow in the footsteps. It would be a pleasure to have that invitation. And we are in residence at the Painted Bride, so we would receive any mail there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I hope to pursue that. Thank you.
Thanks
for your call. Bye-bye. What do you think, David, that people in jazz and in classical music, especially composers, could learn from each other? Do you ever think in those terms?
Well, I think jazz people have a certain approach to a rhythmic fluidity that a lot of classical people don't have, and I think that's something that I've certainly learned listening to and composing jazz and playing jazz, and I think that's one thing that classical people can learn. And then I think that jazz people perhaps can learn from classical people the kind of structure that, extended structures that are often apparent in classical music that jazz musicians don't use always, something like that.
Well, let me remind our listeners that there is a concert that you're invited to this Saturday night of duets with David Aegis and Bard Lancaster. It will be in the Channel 12 studio. And if you'd like to come, you'd need to call and make a reservation, and you'd be calling the Painted Bride Art Center, who's co-sponsoring the concert. And let me give you the phone number for that if you'd like to make a reservation. You'd be calling 925-9914. That's 925-9914. The concert's at 8 o'clock, and it will be in the Channel 12 studio, which is on 6th between Arch and Race Streets. There's also two workshops that they'll be giving on December 15th and December 16th at the Painted Bride Arts Center. And for more information about these workshops, you can call the same number, 925-9914, a workshop that musicians would obviously be especially interested in. So the number again is 925-9914. I'd like to ask you to play some more duets for us.
Certainly. Oh, now we'd like to play something called Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow.
And while David tunes his cello, I'll remind you that if you want to see the concert this Saturday or register for any of the workshops, you can call the Bride at 925-9914. It's 20 minutes to 5 o'clock, and you're listening to WUHY-FM in Philadelphia. We're 91 FM on the dial, and I think David's all set. So is Bart, so let's go. David Aegis and Byard Lancaster on cello and alto saxophone, respectively. Do you Do you try to get it in such a way so that the alto is sometimes sharp to get a certain cutting edge almost in the saxophone? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes the sound is too powerful for these microphones, and I should pull back a little bit, but sometimes I want to sound like the cello, then other times go over it, then sometimes under it, and then often against it.
You know, I know someone who had perfect pitch, and because of that, couldn't listen to Charlie Parker, because Parker's playing was often, I guess it's just a little sharp. And, I mean, it sounds great, and I'm sure that was always quite intentional, but this person with perfect pitch was driven quite crazy. But does that ever happen to you when you're doing this kind of thing, that someone with perfect pitch can't?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but then we're not Charlie Parker. So.
Do you have perfect pitch?
Me? No. I see. Certainly not.
This is something that I have a fault with most of the time because I love to bend my sounds.
Each
day is different, and to me, each sound is different. And even though we try to tune to A40, 440, or 444, depending where you are, most of the time I'm around 38.
You said you used the word fault. I certainly didn't mean that as a fault. I think that's just, you know, that they're a great kind of sound.
Well, I'd like to point that out because many people are learning music or they perform and they are not happy with themselves because they are not up to par as the great maestros. And I say that music is a therapy. It's a medicine. It's something to do every day. It's something to enjoy first and then be correct.
Could you do another duet for us?
Oh, certainly. We'd like to do something called The Hill. The Hill.
We'd have time for one more short piece if you could play one for us.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, David Aegis and Bayard Lancaster. Was that an improvised piece?
Yes, that was, Terry.
How'd you know what you were going to do when you started?
Well, we looked at each other and read each other's minds.
Right. Well, I want to thank you both very much for spending the past 90 minutes with us here.
Well, thank
WHY.
You, Terry. It was really a pleasure being here, and pleasure starting our residency in Philadelphia at WHY, and we really thank you for having us on Fresh Air.
Yes, we do.
And I thank you both, and cellist and composer David Aegis and saxophonist and flute player Bayard Lancaster will be in residence. This residence is jointly sponsored by Chamber Music America, the Painted Bride Arts Center, and WUHY Radio are co-sponsors of it, and the funding is provided in part by Atlantic Richfield Foundation. Coming up next in this residency will be a concert this Saturday night at the Channel 12 studio in the same building as WUHY Radio, and that's on 6th between Arch and Ray Streets. If you'd like to make a reservation for this concert, it's free and open to the public, but you'd need to call and make a reservation at the Painted Bride Arts Center at 925-9914. You might also call about a series of workshops that Bayard and David will be giving through the Painted Bride, and these will be on December 15th and December 16th. And to find out more about those workshops, you can also call the Painted Bride Arts Center at 925-9914. Well, it's 4 minutes to 5 o'clock, and we'll be joining National Public Radio at 5 for tonight's edition of All Things Considered. Let me tell you what's happening tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air. At about 2 o'clock, we'll hear from storyteller Robin Moore, who's based in Philadelphia. And since this weekend is Halloween, we asked Robin Moore to tell some stories, and that will be happening, we expect, at 2 o'clock. At 3:30, Bill Van Wert, Fresh Air's film critic, will be reviewing the film Taxi Zum Klo, which will be opening at the TLA later in the week. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who has written a new book about his law experiences, so that will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I hope you can join us then. Francis Davis contributed to this afternoon's Fresh Air. The technical direction was provided by Dan Lachlan and Jay Goldman. Special assistance and provided today by Fred Landrell. Danny Miller is the associate producer of the show. Maeve McGoran is the production assistant. My name's Terry Gross. Thanks for listening, and hope you have a very good evening. Thank you. This is WUHY FM in Philadelphia, listener-supported public radio. Stay tuned for All Things Considered.
Support for this program comes from the NPR News and Information Fund. Contributors include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, for Midwestern coverage, the Joyce Foundation,